This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 2 of Carnage Cast. In this episode, we drop in on Andre Krupa as he's breaking down his setup at the end of Carnage in Wonderland. Andre is a Call of Cthulhu GM who goes all out to ramp up the atmosphere and immersion of the scenarios he runs. He uses theatrical lighting, sound cues, background music, and more to draw players into their characters and the sanity-blasting realities of living in a Lovecraftian universe. But first, we talk to Rod Sheldon, Carnage staffer, about the Uncommon Nonsense charity auction held at Carnage in Wonderland to benefit Hurricane Irene victims. I'm here with Rod, Carnage's Vice President for Life, who was also orchestrator of our first silent auction to benefit Hurricane Irene flood victims. Hi, Rod. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Tyler?
Pretty good. How did the auction go this year?
The auction went very well. We got quite a number of games sent in to us. We sent out requests to game companies, GMT, Fantasy Flight, Rio Grande, various role-playing companies, some smaller publishing presses. And they all respond. Our response was great, and we got a lot of games coming in for the auction.
And no, we got there were personal donations as well, as I recall.
Absolutely. We accepted people, brought in personal games that they wanted to donate to help the flood relief in Vermont, as well as personal toys and other things that went in. And the response to everything was great.
So how did the auction work?
What happened was we laid out the items that were up for auction. People were able to then take a form, fill it out, put the item they wanted to bid on and the amount they would bid, and then it was put into a box. And later on, when the auction was over, we went through and the high bid won the items that they got.
And all told, how much money did we raise for Irene victims?
Well, the total is not complete yet, but it looks like between $900 and $1,000.
Hi, everyone. I've got a quick update for you. Once everything was counted, the donation to flood relief totaled $1,300.
Oh, that's great for a weekend's work.
It's awesome. It was much better than we expected, and we're very happy. And we want to thank everybody that bid on the items.
Out of all the items for bid, did you have a personal favorite?
I absolutely did, and I actually did put a bid in. I did not win, but I was looking at the maneuver game from GMT.
Yeah, what were some of the other items that were up for auction?
Well, we did have games. We did get one personal item that was not heavily bid on, but certainly was a talking point of the auction, and that was a Klingon Worf's Head bank that was donated by Sarah Cooper. And actually, someone very close to me was really excited to see that out there and ended up winning it. My son Michael bid on it and is taking it back to college with him. And he was excited, and actually last night, before he realized that it was a bank, he was even more excited after he found out he could put money in it.
That's fantastic to have that staring at you the whole way home.
Well, you know, as he says, Worf is the man, so.
Where are the proceeds from this auction going?
We decided to send them to the Vermont Irene Flood Relief Fund, so we will be sending them a check as soon as we have the final tally.
Quick correction for you. The money raised went to the Vermont Disaster Relief Fund, administered by the United Way.
Hurricane Irene hit Vermont surprisingly hard, considering we're a landlocked state, didn't it?
It absolutely did. And being a landlocked state and a state that doesn't get hurricanes very often, it hit harder than I think any of us anticipated.
And everybody really came together after the fact.
They did. The communities were great. I know many people that went down to some of the harder hit communities in Wilmington, Ludlow, Rochester, which was cut off and was is still partially cut off, and just went to help clean up and help people with food, clothing, shelter, and all this other everything people could need. And it was great to see the state come together like that.
And as a part of that, it's also great to see the gaming hobby community come together and make a positive contribution back.
Oh, absolutely. We had a very positive reaction to the auction, not just people that bidding and people donating and game companies donating, but just people in general saying this is a great thing, you know, and it's good to see that the gaming community coming together and helping the state of Vermont to recover from this hurricane.
Yeah, it was good work. Thanks for your time, Rod.
Anytime, Tyler.
Now, Interview with the Gamer.
Hi, I'm here with Andre Krupa, possibly one of the hardest working GMs in New England. How are you today, Andre?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's been a great con. I've had a good time.
You've been busy this weekend?
Oh, yes, very busy. Very busy. It takes a while to set my equipment up and a while to break it down and, you know, a lot of time to hang out with people after games this year, which is kind of nice. So it went well.
Yeah, you do have quite the setup here in the billiard room of the hotel. Can you paint a picture for the listeners?
Oh, sure. Well, basically what I do is I come in here and I set up lighting equipment. I have a couple of trees. I just recently started using LED par cans. So I have a couple LED par cans which throw red, green, blue, and white. And then I have a couple of, well, actually four flat cans that I use as well, which throw red, green, blue, and amber. And then I also use some traditional units, usually clip lights that I mount over the table, which are the primary white lights over the table. And then I use these lights to basically create an immersive environment for the players.
And this environment is intended to help them get into their characters, I would think.
Yes, that's exactly right. So basically the idea is that to create an immersive environment, I use sound and put props on the table and that sort of thing. So it's really all about immersive role-playing. You're still sitting at the table, it's not live action, but the idea is to create a particularly immersive environment so that people will fall easily into their role with minimal effort, and it seems to work pretty well.
You're certainly known for your games filling up almost immediately when registration for any convention opens.
Well, I guess that's true, and I mean, certainly I'm a bit flattered by that. I do put a lot of work into the games. Most of the scenarios, it's at least 60 to 100 hours worth of prep time. And, of course, I think also because I run them many times, it comes to me fairly easily. They're not sandbox games, though. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of prep work, and I think, you know, that you know people appreciate that.
You take these games to conventions all over New England and the wider region, right?
Yes, well, let's see. I run at TotalCon, OGC, of course, here at Carnage. I'm going to start running at SnowCon, and it looks like Connecticon, and maybe Gen Con this year. Well, 2012, I should say. So, yes, I do run at a lot of conventions, and I run it at the house as well. I usually run most of the games five or six times at the house, plus all the conventions as well.
So you are very busy with preparing for any given adventure.
Yes, well, that's true. I do spend a lot of time on it. And I do have a website where people can kind of get an idea of some of what I do. It's www.gamesoapbox.com. There's some other podcasts on there as well, and some pictures of the events that I do, that sort of thing. And I hope to, probably next year or the year after, start putting out video as well.
Wow, that'd be awesome to get a look inside the billiard room or wherever you happen to be running it. Now, since you run these everywhere, you can't talk a lot about what goes on in any given scenario, but can you give the listeners an idea of your genre, your inspirations, or the materials you're drawing from?
Oh, well, sure. Well, I run mostly Call of Cthulhu. I am a particularly serious Lovecraft fan. I reread Lovecraft rather frequently, usually often just as prep for a game. Like on the way here, I listen to The Horror of Red Hook in my car, you know. So I try to immerse myself in that as well. And what I ran here at the convention this year was all Lovecraftian except for one scenario called Lost on the Road, which is a systemless game. I used Call Cthulhu, but I'm planning on publishing it as a systemless game that anyone could use whatever system they want to run it with. It was originally developed for RPG Bomb, and that's based on Grimm's Tales. But most of what I do is heavily Lovecraftian.
Being a Call of Cthulhu GM, you're probably really familiar with the standard BRP system, but I understand recently you've been experimenting with fudge and rules, lighter rules implementations than BRP.
Well, that is true. I have done that, although I do think you can't get too much simpler than basic role-playing. It works very well. It's relatively seamless. I like fudge quite a bit. It's a good system, and I think it works very well for convention games. And last convention cycle, I definitely ran some fudge and collected some feedback and whatnot. I'm actually in the process now of working on my own rule set, and that's coming along pretty well, although it's sort of slowed down the development in some other areas since, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. But Fudge, I highly recommend Fudge. It's a great sandbox. It's a good system. And for that matter, I mean, I've been doing basic role-playing since RuneQuest First Edition came out, basically. And I think it's an excellent system. So mostly what had led me to Fudge is that I'm planning on starting to produce my own game material, and I am evaluating some different rule systems. The idea of an open-sourced system where you can then go ahead and create your own flavor, but people can at least arrive at the table with some understanding of what's going to happen, I think is pretty nifty, but I'm not sure that I'm going to continue to pursue it as a full-blown rule set. I'll probably still continue to run some Fudge at conventions, but yes, I'm writing my own rules now.
These rules, would they be something that, for distribution or your personal use?
Oh, in the long run, I do plan on selling them. Hopefully, by the end of this year, Lost on the Road will be out as a PDF, and then hopefully by the end of next year, I'll have my own system. Really, what I'm trying to do is create a dark conspiracy setting in the 50s during the height of the Cold War tension. It involves aliens and horrors from beyond the veil and that sort of thing.
With Carnage wrapping up, what's your next gaming project on the horizon?
Well, the next thing I'm doing is running at SnowCon. I'm actually running some games I've already run before, so fortunately the prep time is relatively low. I usually actually start with Carnage, although it didn't exactly work out completely that way this year. But usually when I write new material, I start at Carnage and work my way through all the other conventions and then do it all over again. The summer is a good time for me to usually begin to develop some of my own material, and then by the time Carnage rolls around, I've had an opportunity to put some polish on it, run it a few times. I try to never go to any convention without having run the scenario at least once or twice.
So you've already mentioned your website, gamesoapbox.com, for interested people who want to go and learn more about the materials you're writing and presenting at conventions. Are there any other places on the internet that people should be looking to touch base with you and find out what you're up to?
Well, I'm on Facebook. It's Andre Krupa at Facebook, so I can certainly be found there as well. And that's pretty much it. I don't have a strong web presence in other areas. There's some, for people who are interested in Call of Cthulhu, there's quite a number of sites out there that are pretty good. Yogg-Sothoth.net is a pretty interesting resource. But no, that's pretty much it. It's pretty much Game Soapbox and Facebook for me.
Well, that must make it pretty easy for people to find you. Andre, thanks for taking some time out. Thank you for being here at Carnage. I hope you had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I always have a great time at Carnage. It's really Carnage in 03, I think, is what got me back into the whole convention cycle. I always have a good time, and I have a soft spot in my heart for this particular convention as well.
Don't we all? Thanks. Good luck, and have a good safe trip home.
Thank you, and you as well. You have a good one, and nice talking with you.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.
You know, I really wish I had bought some of the Zimbabwe money that was going around on eBay.